And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Maxa's on a well-deserved vacation. He's probably got a Mai Tai ready to go in Hawaii right now. But hey, I got a couple of great guys co-hosting with me today. From Cedros Tackle on Cedros Island in Baja California, Jeff Mariani and Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is here too. We just got back last night from Cedros Tackle and Cedros Island. We're going to tell you all about it. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Hookup! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Todd Rick's on vacation. He'll be back next weekend in the studio with us. And we have a great show lined up for you today. Literally, we stepped off the plane from Cedros yesterday and back in the studio today with my friend Jeff Mariani and Ron Lane. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning. Good morning.
Jeff's a first-timer here on Let's Talk Hookup. Of course, you've called in many times, and we've been promoting Cedros Tackle. But you've taken Cedros Tackle to a new level now. It's not just a tackle store anymore.
No, we've advanced into taking people kayak fishing out there on the beautiful Cedros.
Yeah, and Ron and I were able to experience it. Ron, in a few words, which I know is very difficult for you, how would you describe this trip?
No, okay, Cedros Tackle, that's really the kayak experience. That should be called the Cedros experience.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, we had so many different kinds of kayak experiences in just a short time. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
How about those calicos we were catching?
Yeah,
oh,
unbelievable. Yeah, we Facebooked and Instagrammed on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page and Let's Talk Hookup Instagram a picture of you with a real nice one, probably a 5-6 pound or something like that. But just a lot of I mean, you hook them and you just think, geez, this has got to be an 8-pounder. And they come up and it's like another 2.5-pounder. It's like they're just tough.
Oh, and giggling all the way. I mean, every single one of those fish fight really good. And then sometimes you're kind of surprised how little they are. And you go, why did that fight like the big one? I don't get it.
And not a lick of kelp on the island. All structure fishing.
Yep. That was cool. That was new for me. Yeah. I didn't, you know, we had a lot of weedless baits. And we were kind of expecting, you know, a little bit of bush, but no way. That was awesome.
Yeah.
How about we were pedaling along from a reef and an island or a little, you know, rock cropping sticking up. And we were pedaling along and all of a sudden I go, Pete, it just went from 40 feet to 5 feet.
Yeah.
We started casting and, oh, we were on.
On, yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. And those Hobie Mirage Drive Outbacks that Jeff has taken down there. You know, I've of course been on the Outbacks and the fishing missions and stuff like that before, but never have I done miles and miles and miles on the Outback, and with those turbo fins and the new seat. Oh, that is my favorite kayak. I love.
How long were we in those?
Hours.
That one day where we had lunch.
Probably
in
8 hours.
What? Oh, remember the Wiley experience?
Yeah.
We go up and launch in that exciting, I mean, surf breaking all around. There was a south swell pumping, and we're in those boiler rocks. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
we were in those kayaks, I'll bet you that day, 10 hours.
Yeah. So describe, that's one of the experiences that we do with Cedros Tackle and the kayak is the Wiley experience. Describe what that is.
So basically, I brought this nice truck, and we have a trailer. So there's a road that goes along the south end of the island that's about – it takes us an hour. It's about 12 to 15 miles to get us over there. But there's two fish camps actually on that end of the island, and they're mainly used for lobster fishing during September through February basically is the season down there. And so Omar and I had driven there a while back and fished from shore and had a great time. So once I knew – that we were going to be kayaking, it's such a great spot with it's endless boiler rocks a couple miles in each way from that camp. So
and nobody there.
There's no one there.
No, I don't think we saw another person.
Yeah,
the harbor seals.
I don't think we saw another boat or person.
Was no one fishing. Yeah,
no
one fishing.
So it's an adventure just getting out there.
Absolutely. Driving on that road, you know, you're going 10 miles an hour,
basically,
so you don't launch the kayak.
And the sight, the views, unbelievable.
Yeah, watching the surf
the
whole time.
And we launched the kayaks in this little protected cove that the commercial lobster guys use to load and unload their traps and their lobsters.
Exactly.
And then we paddle out, and you don't know whether to go left or right.
That's it.
Or straight out. There's stones and rocks. And
boiler rocks everywhere, yeah.
It's
super fun.
Super fun and really good calico fishing, and in the right season, give it another month, I guarantee you there's going to be breeze and yellows out there.
Yeah, I mean, the first time we launched the kayaks, when I brought them down there with Omar and another friend of mine, Rick Madlock from Temecula, we went straight there, and the first day there was yellowtail swimming over there. So there's also a really great little white sea bass hole in that zone.
Oh, yeah.
So Again, right time of year, yeah. You know. But you can't beat those calicos. I mean, that is just super fun. You also caught that extremely large sheephead, which I'll be sending you all those photos.
Oh, man, I thought that was like my ultimate calico, man. Yeah. I had this thing just ripping me on and towing me around on the kayak, and I thought this is the record. Giant record calico right here, and it was a 10-pound sheephead that ate my plastic.
I mean, that whole zone, you don't know, any cast could be a 10-pound fish. I mean, there's all the structure is there in place for you to find that 10-pounder.
So they're in there.
I hope to get mine soon.
Yeah.
I really like that setup with the Ponga and the four, you know, Outback kayaks. And then, I mean, and all of us had radios.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there making a few casts, and then Chris comes on and he goes, "Hey, guys, we're right out here."
Right,
and I said to him, I go, what are they biting on? He goes, "The full kit." They'll bite on anything. We got out to this little reef. Oh, my goodness. Every cast was a calico.
Fun
just
stuff.
The whole base camp setup, you know, and then getting to call you guys, "Hey, we're starting the barbecue. Come on, you know, start making your way back, you know."
Yeah, so we took a break for lunch, and Omar had his barbecue out there with mesquite charcoal and barbecued carne asada. And let's talk about the Cedros flour tortillas for a second.
Okay, let's back right up, right there.
Okay.
I brought home 12 tortillas. Well, actually, only 9 made.
Which you got right off, hot off the presses yesterday morning on Saturday.
Right after the mystery coffee.
Yeah.
You know, from the place across the street. Anyway,
Cojito, yes.
I brought those home for my wife. And, you know, very few times do I bring Debbie home a present that, you know, from a fishing trip that she goes, "Oh, that's great." Well, she put one of those on, heated it up, put a little butter on it, and she goes, "Oh, that's wonderful."
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, those tortillas that you made that lunch with, carne asada burritos, warm.
People that live in Ensenada bring the flour tortillas back to Ensenada from Cedros because they say, "Oh, they're just better."
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's the water.
It's the water.
Whatever, something there, that mineral-rich water. And
they're so thin. They're just,
awesome.
Yeah.
But that was the cool thing about going with you. Is you experience the town, as big as it may be. What is it, about 150 feet long, the whole town?
Yeah, don't walk too
but
fast.
But we ate at a couple of local spots. We every morning we go in and have coffee with that lovely lady.
Cojito, yes.
Yeah, Cojito. Uh-huh. And she'd make us coffee and these wonderful breakfast burritos.
Exactly.
And
several different choices.
Yeah, and then we'd go fishing.
Hey, I did notice that not one of you guys tried those peppers on that table.
Yeah. Well, this is real
not for
Mexico,
breakfast.
Right?
Yeah, they might as well have had fuses on them. I mean, we all looked at them and went, "Wow, those are neat looking." That's as close as I'm getting.
Yeah. But anyway, it's, you know, and we love Cedros Adventures. Adrian and Jeff, they do such a great job over there. It's a different experience. That's why we call it the Cedros Experience. Because, and you've got a wonderful Ponga. We spent the last day fishing the Ponga, so we did a couple days on the kayaks, and then we fished the Ponga the last day, hooked a couple big yellows out by the salt mine.
Oh, man. You know, the next time I go fish, you know, you always learn something. And you said this, "Okay, boys, better go to 40. Next time, I'm tying on 40.
Yeah.
What were you
jig
thinking?
Jig fishing is
30. I wasn't thinking.
For 40-pound yellowtail.
Right. Oh, yeah, maybe, you know, macho run, I'll do it. Bink. What happened?
Well, but at least you hooked one.
Oh my god,
yeah, that's
it was
sure.
pulling like on crazy.
Yeah,
and you guys are making bait, and I just said, "Well, I'll just drop this here." Oh, whoa!
Look, what's that? It's a yellowtail. How about that? But the cool thing is too is when we got there, we did get the early flight, so we were fishing that afternoon. We were sleeping on our beds on Monday morning. Monday afternoon, we're fishing in a kayak in Cedros.
At a really pretty spot. Where is that?
That was good fishing.
So basically, we started under the Cedros Adventures house along the stretch of beach right there and worked our way essentially north up the lee of the island.
Yeah.
Those little rocks that stick out through there with that rock structure. Right. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. Fun
I mean,
fishing
I was
right
on,
for,
I was
right
on three out in the deep water. Somebody said, "Go to the deep water."
Right.
I'm going, "Really?
Omar.
Calicos?"
Yeah, exactly.
And we just dropping them low, letting the swim baits hit the bottom, and then just bringing them up on that scope. Boom.
Yeah.
Hit.
Yeah.
Three in a row. And I just went, "What is that?" We just left the dock or left the beach there.
Yeah.
And your team, Omar, Baltazar, and David, I mean, what a great team you have lined up.
I feel so fortunate. You know, I want to say good morning to all those guys, Omar, David, Baltazar, today. Good morning, you guys down there on the island. Really lucked out. Omar and his wife, they took me in. You know, I stayed at their house while we're going through this 2-year process of building down there, and just I've been treated like family. We leave our minivan at Marisol's parents' house in Ensenada. You know, it's just that's the beauty of this, is it's just like a family. You're coming, you're staying at my house, but these guys, it's their spot, and they know it, and you can see it with them. They act like it. You know, and they love having you guys down, and it was, you know, it's just so fun.
Yeah.
So
well,
fun.
And you talk about that new minivan you bought, the beautiful Toyota minivan that you bought, that you take people
right.
up and take them down to
right.
to Ensenada.
My wife's pick.
Yeah.
My wife did that one.
Yeah, so. that's a great one.
Absolutely.
And then
I couldn't believe how
have
much.
A wonderful breakfast at that.
French restaurant,
down there. Oh my goodness.
That started off good.
Oh boy.
And it just kept getting
and
better.
And then we go to the airport, check in. And then tell us about your house on Cedros.
So what we did is I developed a house, 2-bedroom, 1-bath. That's the front house. That's where that's my wife and my house, and I bring my friends there. So then when we wanted to start this kayak thing, we decided to add a little casita into the back, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It's connected directly to my house, but everyone gets their own room down there, so you have a nice place, you know, to rest. It's fun hanging out with everyone, but it's a hard day.
We had
you know
our
what I mean?
Own room.
And how about that shower? Oh, that shower felt good at night.
Yeah.
That's a real, actual.
Yeah, we put a big pump on the house. We have a 50-gallon water heater, so we have nice lots of hot water and that great filtration system. You know, you drink the water. You know,
right,
wash your rods off and then take a drink if you want. Like it's, you know, bottle water quality. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
one of the things that I noticed too was that team you had working. Every single time we switched gears or went to something new, it was fast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were back washing stuff off or tying up new gear for the next experience.
Exactly.
But it was fast. That, to me, you know, when you go on a fishing trip, you don't want to wait around for people to launch and stuff.
Right.
I mean, we literally got off that airplane, and in less than an hour and a half, we're in the
water
fishing.
Exactly.
We had launched the kayaks. We're fishing.
Yeah.
With
that trailer,
we were catching.
You know, yeah, you guys were catching, exactly. That trailer, everything's in there. So we just hook it up to the truck, and once you guys are ready and you got all your gear in the back, we're gone. Like, it's just quite that simple. And whenever we can catch that early flight, which, you know, we're hoping is a lot, we're fishing right away.
You can get in a couple hours.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially with the kayaks, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if we know the yellows are in, we'll have the Ponga already have bait for us, and we'll launch over at Playa Tulito over there instead and, you know, try to get a yellow the first
paddle
day,
right
too.
Into the yellow
but
zone.
There's great calico fishing all throughout there. We got to experience that, too. It's just doesn't really matter where we kind of dunk you. Like, you could, as soon as you're out past the little, you know, half-an-inch swell right there on the lee of the island, start casting.
Yeah.
You know, the fishing's right there.
So that's true.
Cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today to talk about our Cedros experience with Cedros Tackle here and your phone calls, your fishing reports, and your questions for Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks and Mr. Jeff Marinari from Cedros Tackle. We're talking some fishing here, and if you'd like to join us, 858-457-1090, a line open there, or toll-free anywhere in the country, 877-792-1090. We're giving away a great package today for one lucky caller. It's a 6-pack of those live deception lures, courtesy of Ahi USA. Great lures for calicos or yellowtail or tuna, whatever you want. Those live deception lures work great. And in addition to that, you're going to get a complete AFCO performance package, including the AFCO performance short, the performance shirt, and of course that AFCO face mask, which is essential when you're on the water there. And when we come back, we're going to start taking your phone calls, talk more Cedros. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these 4 questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Jeff Mariani is here from Cedros Tackle, and Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks, fresh back from Cedros Tackle, the great Cedros Tackle experience. If you want to join us, still line open, 858-457-1090. Ryan's in the studio waiting for your phone call, and certainly ready to take that, and you have a chance to win that great prize package here. I want to make mention that Terramar Tuesdays until July are all going to be on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. The construction on the new Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing has been delayed a little bit. So all the listed trips that are on the Liberty are going to actually be on the San Diego until the beginning of July. So those of you that are ready to go for Terramar Tuesdays, on the San Diego, check out our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. Just click on that, and you will see all those great trips for Terramar Tuesday, which basically it's the same trip you'd go on, but the advantage is you get to try out all the new Shimano rods and reels for free as part of that package. So check that out. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They want to talk to you guys. So let's talk to John in Los Alamitos. Thanks, John, for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I went to see Jules Adventures, and I had such a great time.
It's a great
spot. The 8-day. I just wanted to say, if you want to catch a yellowtail, you'll get one of a lifetime there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how many. Did you catch any of those big yellows in the shallow water?
Yeah, right at the salt mine, like in 20 feet of water with a live mackerel.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
Yeah, it's good fishing.
Yeah, that's a great spot right there on the lee of the island, you know, just about any time of year, especially if you got one of those bigger mackerels.
Yeah, because that's home guard stuff.
They're staying there all the time. I've caught them in January, dead of winter.
How many acres of mackerel were we fishing in? I mean, just acres of it out there.
That was insane.
Yeah, they were popping
everywhere.
It
sounded like rain.
Yeah,
it was like a downpour on the water, and it was all just little mackerel.
Mackerel and sardines.
Those were the smallest mackerel I've seen on the island.
Yeah, they were like sardine size.
They're perfect offshore bait.
Yeah, ultimate tuna bait right there.
Ultimate tuna bait.
Yeah, but the calicos and the yellows will eat them too.
Absolutely, the halibut on the bottom.
Halibut. Yeah.
Hey, what were those things we caught on the rock? Those really pretty. They were. I don't know what the names.
What was Chris calling? Pinto bass or golden spotted.
Golden spotted sand bass. Yeah.
Holy mackerel! And, those things were wild looking.
Caught some giant. You caught the most giant whitefish I've ever seen.
That was huge.
I've never seen one.
And it was kind of one of those deals where it was like, okay, let's go catch something else. So he runs out maybe a mile.
No, it wasn't even that far.
Not even half a mile from the island.
140 feet.
Finds a stone at 200. Yeah, 200.
And how about he lines it up with his, you know, he's looking at the island.
He's
looking at the island. And I'm going, hey, you might want to mark it.
Yeah.
Chris goes, here, let me mark it. I go, what? Bink.
Yeah.
Every time we drove back, we're on.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. So that's just another addition to, like, yeah, oh, you want to catch some rockfish for dinner? Oh, okay, let's just go half a mile off the island.
And the staries that big?
Yeah, giant staries. I thought they were reds. They're red-sized staries.
That was really a treat. I mean, and out of nowhere, another Cedros experience.
Exactly.
Well, here we're catching calicos nonstop, and we go, well, let's switch gears for a little bit. Wham!
And then we were done with that.
Oh, yeah. We went back in
to catch calico bass.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
When are you going back, John?
I'm going to try to make it back there with Performance Tackle this year.
Cool.
Awesome. We go on a long trip every time.
Yeah. That's a good time. Yeah. What a great place, too. The island is such an experience, isn't it?
Hey, John, I got to tell you, if you get a chance, try the Cedros experience where you sit on kayaks and you're catching those same fish, it's awesome.
Going around, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw Pete scooting around going, oh, and it was being towed around.
There we go.
And that was a sheep's head that was huge.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line. All the lines are full except that one, 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Mark in Lakeside. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got a couple quick questions. Hey, Ron, you used to run that tournament about 4 years ago out on Mission Bay. I was just wondering if you plan on doing any more of those. And then what's the deal with the bluefin in Mexico this year? They're going to let us take them or not?
Well, yeah, two fish per person, same as the U.S. For bluefin. And you experienced that recently, didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah, Chris and I went out on my 22-foot whaler that we're going to be taking down to Cedros, and we're breaking it in, getting some blood stains on it and stuff like that. So off the Coronado Islands, like very close.
70-pounders?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're allowed two per day per person, maximum of six fish on a three-day trip.
And then as far as tournament, we've been doing a lot of fishing missions, and I got to tell you, it's been so fun fishing with people who've never fished on kayaks. I mean, to me, that's about as fun as it gets to see some kids or a dad and a grandpa come out and try a kayak for the first time.
Yep.
And to see them, you know, catch a fish. I mean, it's great. Now, that will develop into a huge group of people that have these boats because a lot of them end up getting excited about it and want to buy them. But tournaments are kind of after the guys have already bought a boat, they get really into it, and then they start fishing tournaments. And I got to tell you, how can you beat that one San Diego Anglers does? The winter
bay bass tournament January, February.
And they're doing tournaments all the time. So I may do a tournament. Haven't planned one yet, but it's an exciting thing. Especially now when you've got those phone apps that you can just, you know, click them in and they do all the management of it. Hmm. I think it's exciting. I'll be looking into that, and it will be on our website.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Again, that does free up 858-457-1090. Just opened up right there, Ron. I have the turbo fins. First of all, I've been kayaking for a long time, and I started with a paddle kayak.
Mm-hmm. Like you started way back did. With
way
the,
back with Dennis Spike.
Dennis Spike,
one of the mothers of
the
invention,
guru.
The guru himself. He got me into kayak fishing years and years when there was nobody in La Jolla. We used to fish in La Jolla all by ourselves,
and everything was
nobody
garage
was
built. It was like, you know, garage art.
Yeah, and that was 15, 18 years ago, something like that. So we had paddles, fished a lot of kayak back then. And then when I met Ron, I started fishing the Hobie kayaks. And this is, like I said, this time I really got to really experience the Hobie kayaks in a totally different environment. And all the upgrades that they've done, the bait tanks, the fish finders, everything about it, the radios, and then the leashes. Comfort, the leashes.
That new seat's a game changer.
The new seat on that Outback.
Yeah.
And then the turbo fins. We fished the first day without the turbo fins.
Uh-huh.
If you have the Mirage Drive without the turbo fins, stop!
Yeah.
Go get the turbo fins. My gosh, that gives you that much extra speed and power. What's the deal on that?
Well, you know, it's a fun... You know, when you sell boats to such a wide variety of people, you know, you need to have the standard fin to start with. But all of us who fish and want to move around some distances, and it's not just tootling around, those turbo fins are a must, particularly the guys that are fishing offshore. And particularly the guys that we were going 2 to 3 miles in one direction.
Yeah.
And then back, and then lunch, then back out again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to have turbo fins.
Oh, yeah.
And
you have to have a paddle, too, for landing and stuff like that. You have all the essentials.
You know what I'm excited about is the guys up at Hobie Cat that are building these things. They don't just build a model. Every year they improve it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have
the seat, like the turbo fins.
Yeah. Right. Not just those little, the plastic they're made out of, the techniques they're using. I mean, these guys are improving that product every year, and it's exciting because it keeps me in business.
If people want to fish, it blows my mind why they'd buy anything but. Because it's like,
give me
a break. I mean, really? Your hand's free.
Yeah,
you're
fishing. Hands free.
You're not have a paddle in one hand and your rod in the other hand.
Well, Fastlane's been selling toys for 37 years on Mission Bay.
Yeah.
And we've gone through a lot of...
You sell fun.
Okay, we've been selling... I love that when you say
that.
We've been selling a lot of different toys, a lot of different manufacturers. Hobie is just killing it with their development.
They're
every time they come up with something new, it's just like a game changer.
And that's why you brought them down to Cedros, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, those guys, they're all coming down in June, so they'll be doing some field research and learning, you know, more about their kayaks.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, the team.
Environment
down on
Cedros.
That's what I call it. They coined my phrase.
That's right. Well,
field research.
That was my favorite boat was field research.
That's it. Still is. There it is. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Let's talk to Josh calling us from Menifee. Good morning, Josh. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning. How you guys doing?
Great.
So, I had a quick question. What's the consensus? What are guys running a lot now on the surface iron? Just a short little leader backed up with the Spectra or like a longer top shot, say 100 yards or so?
Well, I can tell you I have two setups for my surface iron. We'll see what these guys do. I have one that I have on a Trinidad 20 that's straight mono, 40-pound mono for casting. And then my other one is on a Trenx, and I have 80-pound Max Quattro Power Pro with a 3-foot leader of 40 to 50-pound fluorocarbon. And that's my two surface iron setups. Jeff?
So for me, I'm typically throwing my 65-pound Power Pro to like 50-pound like fluorocarbon, and I'm kind of the 100-yard guy just for casting purposes and stuff. But I did throw your tranks when I was on the Ponga and you were out in the kayak, and I threw that thing a few times, and wow, that's what I was asking you about left hand, if they're going to go left hand, because that thing was just chucking the jig.
Pretty amazing.
But it was nice, like the short top shot too. I maybe it's my drag setting I have troubles with. That's why I like a little bit more of my fluorocarbon as a top shot, because I get the better drag setting.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So. And Ron?
Well, I go with what Jared does. My son Jared. He rigs most of our stuff, and he's fishing with he's fishing with the iron workers, and he's pretty short top shot with, you know, Spectra.
Straight Spectra.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Lots of different choices there. Josh, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Rudy in Carlsbad, you're next up. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, my only question was, when's Fishing Mission starting? So apparently it started again?
Oh, yeah. Fishing Mission started right after the Fred Hall show. Our last one, our last Fishing Mission is tomorrow, Sunday. And we are going to have a couple of Fishing Missions to try to fill the... bonus ones, because we got a lot of people on the waiting list.
Oh, yeah.
And this year was the most successful year. It was just, I don't know, that boat show is just awesome. The Fred Hall show, what a great way to meet prospective kayak fishermen. There's just nothing, you know, and I got to tell you, one of the biggest growing things in two different industries is kayak fishing. The kayak industry has been totally turned around by fishing, and the fishing industry is really changing, a lot more kayaking going on. So huge growth, and I love being right in the middle of it with that Mirage Drive.
You did a Fishing Mission this past week. I mean, we had Bryce. You know, he's never been on a kayak, so you know, we did a lot of training with him.
What a great guy, Bryce Miller, one of the new writers for the San Diego Union Tribune, the sports section there.
Yep,
just a really cool guy, and really enjoyed fishing with him and having him along.
What I really enjoyed about Bryce is the way he sees the world.
Yeah.
He always sees humor. He sees these funny angles of things, people. It was a lot of fun.
He loved the landing.
Yeah.
The plane landing. He loved that. Boy, he talked to us about that every day.
Yeah. You know?
Well, I kind of liked his landing on the kayak over at Wiley.
Oh, yeah. He did good. He did really good.
Very, very well. No, he's got a great article about an outdoor carver in tomorrow's San Diego Union Tribune. That he actually wrote on Cedros.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say good morning to my lovely wife and my daughter, Isabella. Like, my family has been the ones that have really helped me get, you know, develop this place down at Cedros for everyone to come and check out. And I've got a great support team there, so I just want to sneak that in. And my friend Sticky Business, catch a shark.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Rudy. Appreciate that. That does free up 858-457-1090. Rick in Santa Cruz, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Rick.
What's
hey,
up,
hey,
Rick?
How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're great.
Awesome.
Hey, thank you guys for getting up early and giving us all this outstanding information.
Absolutely.
It's our pleasure.
I'm going on a 5-day on the Shogun, leaving this coming Saturday, going to Cedros and Bonitos. Wondering what kind of information you guys got.
Jeff?
Well, obviously, like, you know, you're going to be getting into the yellows over there. I'd bring some surface iron stuff and be prepared for live bait fishing, you know. Bonitos is awesome. We went over there last year. Definitely some heavier stuff to do the yo-yo
stuff.
Yeah,
don't bring 30-pound.
Don't bring,
Yeah,
bring your bigger gear for sure. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
They're getting warmed up, you know. You guys saw them. You saw them on the bird schools and on the bait, and that's what those big sport boats will be doing, the same thing, chasing the bird schools and finding those hogs that are over there.
Yeah, and you're going to have – is this a skiff trip or just a regular 5-day?
It's just a regular 5-day. Yeah. They're going to Cedros and Bonitos.
Well, going to probably catch bluefin tuna offshore if they're around. So I'd be prepared for that, too, because there's been some big bruiser bluefin around. So
Bring the whole
thing there with you. Have a great trip, and give us a call back after the trip, and let us know how it goes. What a great trip on the Shogun.
Oh, man.
Love that boat. It's such and such a great operation. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more with Jeff, more with Ron. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hook Up, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Boating season is here, so it's time to get ready with a powerful offer during Yamaha Outboard's Wake Up the Season sales event. For a limited time, from May 2nd through June 15th, you'll get up to $500 in dealer credit when you purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. That's right, choose a qualifying new 2.5 to 150 horsepower 4-stroke outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer. It's time to make some wake, so get in gear for the 2016 boating season with a brand new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during Yamaha's Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 15th, 2016. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. This offer ends June 15th, 2016, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top of the line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Jeff and Ron here talking about Cedros Experience Extraordinaire, Cedros Tackle, and all the great stuff. And, hey, Castman is at Christmas Island right now, I'm sure, experiencing some amazing fishing over there. So we're not going to hear from Castman today, but this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. You know those guys?
I do know those guys.
Right next to Fast Lane.
Great sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, you kidding me? They have more
than tackle
that.
Store.
It's your one-stop shop. That's their deal.
You know
everything
what I like?
You need to
every
go
time,
fishing.
Every time I go on a trip, and I got to tell you, I was over there right before we went to the Cedros experience, and I got the gear that worked.
Yeah.
The secret weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny.
You see Johnny
the best.
There?
Bubba, they're the best.
Oh,
if
you
go on
me?
If you go on a fishing trip and you don't go by and ask them what... Just go in and say, hey, I'm going here. Give me the secret weapon.
Yeah.
You're
the complete saltwater tackle shop, the full deli that Ron eats at almost every day.
Oh, I love
it.
The Alexis.
Yeah, that it is. Mexican, California licenses. They even have six-pack charter trips. They have those two great, several great boats there. Several four-packs, six-packs.
Oh, and I got to tell you, when you kayak fish, you got to get your reels fixed all the time. And Doug, whoo. Just bring him there.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fix them right up. I need to take him one. I need some service on my reel after ripping some calicos.
That one of mine is squeaking like a...
Yeah, definitely. Hey, and if it's freshwater tackle you want for a great day on the lake, go check out ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle. Ron, have you been out there lately?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
but
you
I got
make
all
the trip,
my
too.
Clients that live
I'm
out there,
telling you,
they're into it.
It's unbelievable what Stephen and the guys have done out there at ECBT. So go check it out. Of course, Dana Landing's right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay across from SeaWorld, and East County Bait and Tackle is at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View in Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. For more information, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. Let's talk to Chris in Newport. Chris, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Hey, Chris.
I know this guy.
Oh, yeah.
We just spent 5 days on Cedros with you, didn't we?
We did, yep.
Yeah.
We had a great time together, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast.
Now, you're supposed to be fishing on a fishing tournament today.
You know what? I am, but I was a little bit tired from that trip. I got worn out by catching all those calicos and pulling on those yellows. So I had to take a little bit of a break today, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I believe it. Your thumb is probably all worn out like mine.
Oh, it worked all the way up to his hand.
My thumb and hand were begging for mercy, so I gave him a little bit of mercy this morning.
And your sunburn, too.
Yeah.
My sunburn.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man.
So what'd you think?
Oh man, what an experience! There's nothing like that. We were able to basically customize our own trip. You know, how many opportunities do you get like that where you can customize your own Cedros trip?
I've never experienced anything that good.
Yeah, I know. You can basically just go fish wherever you want and kind of do your own thing, and you know, it's great. And I got to mention one other thing. I've done a little bit of kayak fishing in the past, but those Hobies. Man, it was like sitting on the couch all day.
Yeah, they are pretty comfortable.
You know, they're so comfortable. It's unbelievable. Those seats are just great.
Yeah.
I gotta say one thing about Chris is my boat had a fish finder on it, reading really well, but I ended up following Chris because he is a fish finder.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Oh, man, you're awesome.
Yeah, you are awesome.
No, it was cool. And I might mention, too, I have not mentioned that we have one spot open on the Cedros Tackle Let's Talk Hookup trip, July 22nd to the 25th.
Yep.
With host Ron Lane.
Yep.
Woohoo! Going down and hosting that trip.
Oh,
so
I'm loving that.
So describe that trip to us. It's a Friday through Monday, right?
It's a Friday through Monday trip. The annual fishing tournament that's on the island is going to be held that Sunday, so we're going to get
to be there,
see that. It's a giant fiesta.
A big event of the year for Cedros.
For the island. Everyone is there. All the families are, they come out. Everyone's set up on the beach, and they have a big fiesta afterwards. We all get to enjoy the fish made several different ways. And
is that the Yellowtail tournament, Jeff?
That's the Yellowtail tournament, yeah.
Oh, great.
That we tried to do last year.
Yeah, and so it's a maximum of three people. There's one spot. It's sold out right away. One spot became available.
I had to drop out. Yeah,
so if you want to go on that trip, July 22nd to 25th, Friday through Monday, $17.50, all-inclusive.
Everything. Just meet us.
Airfare,
we're probably going to meet at Fisherman's Landing like
we did. Yeah, airfare and ride down to Ensenada. All your food. All your accommodations.
On the
single
kayaks,
rooms.
Single
rooms.
I'm sold. You guys might as well just sign me up.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know how you do it for that price, frankly.
Just trying to stay competitive with everyone else. We're the same as everyone else down there.
You're not the same.
Well, this
price-wise,
this is
huge.
It's much different.
But it's a
absolutely
different experience.
With only three guys, it's quite personal. You know, you guys come down. You're like my friends. It's like I told you guys.
Hanging out with you at your house.
It's a fun way to be. It's a brand new house. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
And my crew, like they're just all, everyone just wants to hang out and show you guys a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So if you want that spot, what do we do?
Probably want to call me.
Okay.
760-412-2507. Or, of course, you could check our website.
Go to the website. Those pictures I looked at with Jim Salazar and you guys fishing on Kai. If you go to his website, you will get revved up.
Yeah. SedrosTackle.com.
Right. And
you
we'll
can
be updating
that on the Let's Talk Hookup website,
yes,
too.
Yes, you can.
SedrosTackle.com.
So, you'll see my wife's going to be getting all the photos of our trip last week. She'll be downloading all that and getting it all uploaded for us, getting it all dialed in. So
I'm really looking forward to seeing those photos. I didn't take very many, but you guys had a lot of good ones.
I got a bunch of good ones.
And I took a lot of photos and videos too. I'll be putting together a YouTube video for our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, in the coming weeks, shall we say. A lot of that stuff takes a lot. I took so much video, it takes a little while.
You were taking a lot of video, yeah.
And
the drone,
but it's fun.
The drone video.
Yeah,
can't
we even had some
that.
Drone video over at
can't
the Wileys, which is going
to
be
oh,
fun.
Yeah,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, it was a great time, Chris. Great having you. You're a great guy to go fishing with.
I'll say. That was a blast. Right,
thanks for coming, buddy. Right, appreciate
it.
Thanks for calling.
I got one more thing to say, Pete. You got to work on your drone skills so we can do the taco and burrito drop off.
You're right. I'm kind of new at the drone thing, and we had to get the burrito out to David on the Ponga, and these guys go, well, put it on the drone and drop the drone. And it's like, well, I'm not quite good enough to do that, but I think it could be done. So
yeah,
I'll work
right.
on
we'll work,
that.
We'll work for that.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Have a good day, Chris.
Appreciate
all right,
that.
See you guys.
Hey, I also want to mention Bryce. I got a note from Bryce here that article on the Carver is going to be in the sports section in the coming days, not tomorrow, but in the coming days in the San Diego Union-Tribune. And so, but watch for Bryce and his articles. Very colorful man, very most excellent writer. He's really added a new dimension to the San Diego Union-Tribune sports section.
Well, so. That was really a great time with him. He's so funny.
Oh, so funny. Yeah.
Character.
He just hangs out, you know,
and
went with the flow. And then
and
I mean,
he loves to fish.
Man,
that's
he went out through the waves,
about, right?
You know, he hasn't kayaked and he just powered
oh,
in and
yeah.
out, came
that,
in dry.
That
like,
launch,
that was pretty.
That launch over crazy. At Wiley's, it wasn't so radical as it just
looked
radical.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
God, that was fun.
So in another month, there's no waves over there. It was like a west swell that was kind of wrapping around over there.
There was a huge south swell while we were gone. Man, that swell was pumping.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back in the phones. Chris and Lake Elsinore, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Sounds like you guys are a little jet lagged from your trip.
Yeah.
No, we're just the happiest ones.
Obviously. Well, you know, being in Southern California and being a Navy veteran, I was active duty at 32nd Street. A lot of guys, you know, we got to fish locally, you know, Fisherman's Landing and so forth. But what are your suggestions for an active duty Marine Corps or Navy that would like to do more Mexico fishing, and we don't have much room for gear. What's a simple kind of setup that somebody like myself could keep and stow and be able to still be successful on a small trip down to Mexico?
Well, I got to tell you, if you go to Cedros, you don't need anything. Jeff's got everything.
He owns a tackle store down there called Cedros Tackle.
And I'm sure that if you're active military, he's going to take care of you.
Oh, in fact, sure. If you're going to Cedros Adventures and you don't want to take any tackle, you've got it all for rent right there at
Absolutely.
Cedros Tackle.
Yeah, great rods, too. Phoenix rods, like top of the line. They're Axis Blanks, which are just gnarly strong for the yellowtail fishing. And then their M1 series I carry with the Daiwa Lexa reels for, you know, your calico bass. And, you know, you're catching fish with that. That's all good, strong.
Oh,
strong
it's so
stuff.
Much fun. Yeah.
So much fun.
But if you want to get started on kayak fishing, we have guides that have kayaks and all the gear, so you can just call Fastlane and we can get you started.
Yeah.
And then there's tons of guides. I mean, you can go out and catch a yellowtail at La Jolla with a guide, and it's very inexpensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's looking to buy like a rod or something, I mean, like Turner's Outdoorsman, they have such a good variety.
Yeah, Lake Elsinore, he's right there near Turner's Outdoorsman, right?
Tons of great reels. Those guys in there know exactly what they're talking about. Like for an all-around, something, it sounds like that's what he was looking for, an all-around.
So now you don't have any excuse not to go fishing.
Like a 25-pound outfit would be perfect. 25, 30 just go
pounds.
In there and have them get you the right setup for your budget. Because the thing about, Chris, the thing about fishing rods and reels is you can spend $100 and you can spend $700.
Yeah.
It all depends on your budget and what you're looking for. Right. So I think that's a good suggestion. Turner's Outdoorsman right up there in inland area.
Any tackle
right
store. Near
any local tackle store like
Turner's
that.
Turner's is out in our area. Right
and you live up in Temecula, so there's one right there.
Oh, they're
right?
so good over there.
Yeah, so check that out. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Norman in San Diego. Morning, Norman.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a fly fisherman, and with fly fishing, there's limitations of maybe about 20 foot depth as to what you could fish. I was wondering, for the bass, for yellow, it might get these shallow spots at 20 feet, but for bass, are they accessible to the fly fishermen if somebody goes down there?
Big time.
Yeah, especially from the Ponga.
From the kayak.
Even from the
kayak. The kayak is perfect. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're one-on-one. There's, you can set it up so that you have a stripping basket in your waist, and you get into areas that you normally don't access, Norman. I think that the kayak fishing on the fly over there for calicos would just be great. And then also you have your Ponga, too, that has that huge bow area that's totally clear. For stripping too.
Yeah, why do I mean, and there's not many people swimming there.
Are the fish right on top, say 5-10 feet?
Oh yeah. They'll come out of 20-30 feet of water to get your fly for sure. And that's not something a lot of guys do over there. That would probably be really interesting to see.
Tell them about the day we had on the Ponga on Thursday, just outside the airport there.
Now, how big of an area was that of
acres?
Acres of calicos.
We
jumping
came on, we
out
came
of
on
the
a
water.
Bird school. We came on a bird school and we thought, oh, yellowtail maybe? No, it was wide open calicos jumping out of the water. Open water calico fishing.
Yeah, at one time, at one glance, I saw three areas with more than one calico jumping out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean,
crazy.
Talk about surface
and it was
fishing.
Every
and
cat.
A fly would have been excellent.
Oh, because they were eating little anchovies or little sardines or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, did you hear about Al Q's new two pending world records, Norm?
No, not yet. No, what's that?
So he had last week in one day, Al Q, who was on Let's Talk Hookup show recently from the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers, he had the new record white sea bass and new record calico. I think the sea bass was like 35 pounds. The calico was like 9.8 or something like that. But watch for that. In one day.
That's insane.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Blew the records away. Congratulations to Al, man. What a great, great achievement that is. But yes, Cedros tackle would be a great opportunity to do that. Because the thing about it is.
Are you familiar with that, the flight fishing?
Pardon me?
Are the guys familiar with fly fishing?
I think David's not extremely familiar, but it's we're gonna get you right where you want to be, especially a little guidance from you. If you got some tips for the guy, he's gonna put you exactly where you want to be, position the boat for you perfectly. And after a few trial and errors, and we get him positioned, the rest of your day he'll be definitely right
and
on.
And it's small
you.
Group too.
Yeah, that's never more than three.
Never more than three people.
Never more than three.
Yeah, so that's another advantage for a fly fisherman. Norman, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman, what's up?
Hey guys, you're talking my two favorite things, so I had to call in. Kayaking and Cedros, they kind of just go together. Glad to hear this is happening down there.
You got to try this trip, Sherman. You'd go nuts. In fact, you should go on that trip on July 22nd. It's pretty awesome.
Let's see. Might be a problem to get away from work, but we'll look into it.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought we were talking about fishing.
Yeah, work? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about where you launch from. Is that where that long stretch of beach is there around the corner where the white sea bass come in sometime? There's like a little church there and that kind of thing?
Yep, that's exactly it. There's two fish camps over there. The furthest west one, San Augustine. That's kind of the bigger camp, but then just a little more up the beach there, about 3 miles, is another little fish camp called Wiley, which is kind of stuffed in there a little bit more. You don't see it as often when you're driving around over there, but Yeah, it's all right in that stretch room.
Yeah, it's a great spot and perfect for the kayaks. And
so perfect.
For the one guy who called just a second ago about the fly fishing, we went down there a couple years ago. The guy who was looking to break the fly record, you know, for Calico, because that would be the place to do it. And the problem is down there is the wind comes up sometimes and it becomes difficult to use the fly. But it's the spot to be if you can get the wind conditions right and get out there. I think there's a record coming out of there.
Yeah, we did have some wind this week. I know in San Diego there was some wind. We had wind issues, but the advantage of what Jeff is doing is we went where the wind wasn't. We went to the lee of the island. We went over to that Whitey's Fish Camp.
Yeah.
There was blowing like heck at the point, and it was beautiful inside.
Stuff inside there.
So
yeah,
we
really
just
nice.
Like take the trailer over there, launch the kayaks where the wind wasn't.
Right.
And so yes, it inhibited us to go outside on the Ponga or load the kayaks on the Ponga and go out there and fish yellows. The wind, but from fishing inshore for the calicos and white sea bass, didn't inhibit us at all. That's the advantage.
Absolutely.
So, got to try it, Sherm.
Yeah, well, I know that spot you're talking about, and that's where we always used to duck in to get out of the wind and do some calico fishing, you know, and the white sea bass can go off big along that stretch of beach in there sometimes, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of great little holes.
Yeah. Hey, Sherm, nice.
We saw some big white sea bass on
Dad's commercial boat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Awesome.
Next time, Sherm.
Yeah, keep me posted on the next trip, buddy. Maybe you and I can get down there together. We'd love to do it.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. We're going to get a fish report. The fishdope.com reporters are standing by. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove Experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Hi,
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.